Hi there, it's Louise Rang. I'm an emergency physician in Kingston, Ontario, and I just wanted to share a memory of Barb. So this was early in her residency here at Queen's, and it was our first shift actually working together. And we had this somewhat unusual case of a youngish woman who had refractory VTAC and was intermittently pulseless with it. And because she hadn't seemed like she was going to be sick, she wasn't placed in a resuscitation room. And so it was actually kind of a hard area to run a resuscitation. But Barb really impressed me even back then. It was her first shift in a new department, and she was able to medically manage this patient beautifully and also took a fair bit of time to reassure her because she realized how frightening it was to be in that situation and go on and have these intermittent painful shocks. And Barb was really fantastic. And I remember thinking how unusual that was in a relatively early career resident to see that balance of not only managing a somewhat complicated case in a new department in the wrong area, but also taking the time to make the patient feel like it was all going to be okay. And so Barb really made taking care of all these competing interests look actually quite easy. And so it wasn't really surprising to me that she also had the bandwidth during her own medical journey to share it with the world and to make us all into better physicians. So I think often of her mantra of make waves and be kind, and we are trying to do that to the best of our ability here in Kingston. Thanks very much, Anton, for helping to amplify her story even beyond the end of it and not making it the end.